Well, thank you for coming today. About 4:30 last night, I had a phone call from one of our coaches to say that Hugh Greenwood wanted to effectively breach his contract and terminate it immediately. So I met with Hugh and talked about his plans. And he confirmed that he wanted to leave, and we've given him that option. We're still working out some of the detail about his exit to ensure we do the right thing by the organisation and by Hugh, and we've given him that option to pursue his dreams. With most players that we have, our primary focus is their welfare and helping them pursue their dreams and achieve their goals. And with Hugh, this is important for him, so we wish him the best. We would support him in his objectives. But for us and for me, my primary responsibility is the Perth Wildcats, and so we will commence a new recruiting plan effective immediately. So that's where we're at.
Was there any chance that you would say no, you've just signed a contract, you've signed a 3-year deal, and you said no, we're going to make sure you fulfill at least one of those years?
No. At the end of the day, our organisation is very much a family, and it's very much about relationships and doing the right thing and making sure that people, you know, do what they want to do. And forcing someone to a contract is really of no benefit for us and is not something we would pursue. Now, having said that, we will ensure that Hugh doesn't crop up with a Melbourne United singlet next year or the year after. And there are, you know, there are some things that we need to work through on the exit to make sure we're doing the right thing. And I've had a good conversation with Hugh about being accountable for your actions. You don't make commitments and break them. Part of my job is to teach these young men the importance of what they say and do, and there are repercussions for his actions. And we've turned down other players and other decisions based on Hugh's commitment, and we must teach people accountability. Having said that, and parking that conversation, which is a serious one, we've also said to Hugh that we would support him in any way with his exit, and making sure that his time as he leaves us is seamless and his time transitioning to a new sporting code is seamless as well.
You must be angry, though, because it probably sets you back so close to the season, sets you back in terms of the structure of your team and your organisation.
Well, there's one thing being left at the altar, then it's another thing, you know, being dumped a month into the marriage. But for us, it's more about the fact that we've made numerous decisions based on Hugh being part of our program and being a part of our program for 3 years. And so we're not angry as much as we have to regroup.
What was Hugh's demeanor like when he was speaking to you about this?
It was good. You know, it was something he said he was, he'd made his mind up. And once you make your mind up, I have no intention of trying to change it.
Is this something he's wanted to, did he tell you this is something he wanted to do, or is this something that's come up in the last month and he's decided that's the direction he wants to go? Because he's a fringe boomer and a chance to obviously play for 3 years at the Wildcats.
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about that. And I'm just as perplexed as everyone else here about the decision and the shortness of time with the process of the decision, but I'm not aware of the context of it.
Just back on his demeanour, Nick, was he apologetic? Did he sort of realise how much of a bind this puts you guys in?
Look, I made it clear that this is a fairly serious decision, and I also wanted to know that he understood the seriousness of the decision, and he was. And he was also expressed some, you know, concern about the implications of it, but he'd already made up his mind.
How limited are your recruiting options this close to the start of the
season? Look, it's not great, but let's be clear and be real about what's just happened. This club is far bigger than Hugh Greenwood and is far bigger than Nick Marvin. You know, 5 years ago when we lost our head coach and Kevin Lish, the whole world said that it was over, and you know, we recruited a whole new team and a new coach, and we won a championship. And then 2 years ago when we flooded or blooded quite a few of our players, we said the same thing, and then we recruited a new group of players and a new coach, and we win a championship again. And you know, you want to see the best of me and the best of my organization, knock me down. Because, you know, we perform best when we're a wounded animal, and right now we're not quite a wounded animal, but, you know, we're on the back foot, no question about it. There's not that many Australian point guards who are on the fringe of a national team looking for a job today. But 2 years ago, I won a championship with Damian Martin and Drake Yuyu and Eric Burden and Jermaine Beal. And I'm pretty sure I can put just as good a backcourt together for this season, if not better. And our organization's always tried to replace good people with better people. And we're going to do the same once more. No, it's not a concern. We want Hugh to succeed. We want him to be the best AFL player that's ever played basketball. And we want him to be an ex-Wildcat that wins a championship for the AFL team he plays for. And we wish him the very best and his family. And that's part of my job, to make sure that they do succeed. But our due diligence requires he's not competing against us in the next 3 years. I have no idea. I haven't spoken to him about that.
Did you not really be going straight away?
He does need to tidy up his lease, and I expect him to leave over the weekend.
Nick, is this a concern for basketball? You know, there is basketball is turning to footy. Is this maybe the start of, and not even the start because it's happened before? Are you concerned as a basketball person and in the competition that maybe footy continue to steal talent
plus? You know, as you said, it's been happening for a while, so I'm not concerned. In fact, I'm far more excited in this strange way with all these issues happening with Greece and Portugal and Italy and Spain and Turkey. We're seeing far more Australian players who've been playing in Europe who haven't been getting paid and certainly aren't getting paid well, choosing to play in the NBL. That's exciting. I mean, the quality of the competition this year is going to be the best it's been in my entire career at the Wildcats. So the quality of basketball is going to be great, and if you lose one or two to the AFL, everyone wins.
Any chance of stealing that fight there?
Yes, we'd love to have an AFL player who can bring the ball up for us this season. So, but on a serious note, we are looking at every single Australian point guard that's out there in Australia or overseas, or any Pacific born player as well, that we could look at for our roster right now.
Nick, what's the playing group's reaction to being
spoken to? I met with Damian Martin before I met with Hugh Greenwood last night, and we had a good conversation about what happens next, and I'm meeting with Greg Heyer and the leadership group later today. It's happened so quickly that I haven't had a chance to meet with the leadership group, but like I said, we're most resilient when we're wounded, and we'll be back bigger and stronger than we've ever been.
And what was Trev's reaction?
I did chat to Trev a few times last night. He was just as surprised as I was, and he's keen to get back this weekend, and Monday morning we'll have some conversations.
And is Matty Nielsen at all hurt by this? You know, he did a lot of work to get Hugh over here.
No, he's disappointed like all of us, and he put a lot of work in and a lot of time and expense in flying to Vegas and catching up with Hugh and working with the player and helping him make a good decision. But no, he's not upset.
Nick,